This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
When you guys were kids, like in school, and you got in trouble,
yeah,
and like the principal or whoever would say like, hey, come to my office, did you panic?
Yeah, I didn't get in trouble a lot as a little kid. I didn't. It was always bad.
Yeah.
It's always bad.
Or I guess like if you didn't get in trouble in school, because I didn't either. Like if our boss is like, hey, come to my office. We need to chat. Do you panic?
Okay, first off, literally never went to the principal's office ever.
Yeah.
Like ever.
Mm. Well, didn't he find you in the hallway one time?
I don't think I've told that story accurately. Mm. So I was in the hallway. Okay, sixth grade. So middle school back then was 7, 8, 9.
It's weird.
Six, seven, eight.
Okay.
Huh. So sixth graders went to the middle school for a tour.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a disruptive force on that tour. And the principal of the middle school pinned me against the lockers. So I wasn't even attending the school yet.
I see.
When Mr. Grauberger held me by the throat.
Did he remember you when you went to that school?
Oh, yeah. I definitely pointed it out because then I was like straight A honor student or whatever. And he'd have to like give me awards and different things.
Wow.
And I'm like, do you remember me? He's like, no, what? I don't. I'm like, you held me against the lockers by the throat.
Wow. No, I like that though.
It was awesome.
To middle school, buddy.
But I mean, can you imagine that happening today?
Oh, absolutely
what would
not.
Happen?
Mm-mm. No, it would be horrible. I mean, it would
100%.
Yeah. It seemed like a routine. Like he did multiple in that hallway. There were a few kids against the locker.
I think he probably, I don't know if he made it a habit. It's just like your first day in prison, you take out the big guy, right?
Mm.
So he took the loud guy out. I was a model student from that moment forward. And everyone in my tour group was
sixth grade though.
I know.
That was an adult.
I know. I think he's dead, so I feel bad. I adored him. Once I got to the school, Mr. Grauberger was one of the greatest, like influential, loved him, wrote great things in my yearbook. Awesome dude.
That's called CYA. It's cover your ass.
Yes. Yes. But I distinctly remember the warmth of his hands as he was choking me up.
So comforting.
Okay. Anyway, so I don't know the answer. When it comes to our bosses, kind of. Like you, okay. Like you get actual physical anxiety?
Oh yeah.
Okay, that's. I guess it
stops me in my tracks. I think about the last like 2-3 years. Just what have I done wrong? Okay, on this day.
Are you
like,
serious?
I'm not joking. It is severe.
Really? So do you like? Do you hesitate to push it off? Because I feel like if I get that text, I gotta go right away. I have like,
that's
what is
I
it?
Am.
What is it? What is
I,
it? What,
to,
what?
I need to know. What did yeah. I? What okay. did I do? What?
Are you guys serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get as nervous, I guess. I'm just more like, I don't even want to, what? Just tell me, what is it? I don't want to like get, because I could get to Aaron's status.
Don't do it. Save yourself.
I feel the anxiety hands around my throat, much like your principal.
Really?
It's like, we got to stop.
Jeez, you guys. This is probably arrogant, but I'm not that afraid of being fired, of being let go. And even if I were.
I guess it's not even being fired. It's just like, what did I do wrong? How did I mess up? How did I let you down? Kind of thing.
So you are the generation that the dad thing works on. It doesn't work on my kids. Where you, I'm not mad.
I'm disappointed.
That
crushed me. Yes.
What?
Absolutely.
Oh my God. If my dad ever told me he was disappointed, I'd be like, thank the sweet
really?
Baby Jesus, you're not mad.
Oh.
Disappointed?
Sure. No,
there's no blows coming after disappointment. Mad? Something's getting thrown.
Yeah, I feel like it that hurt more coming from my mom, but my dad, there was kind of just an underlying disappointment.
just a constant.
Yeah.
Was there ever a moment of hope where you like didn't let him down? Where it was like, hey, son, I don't know if you noticed the pep in my step.
Okay. I'll let you know.
So if this is how I am with principals, teachers, bosses, imagine how I felt when I got a letter today.
No.
From the Jeffco Sheriff's Department.
Oh, God!
A letter? Oh, no.
An actual physical letter.
And I was literally, I'm thinking back, like, okay, I smoked a joint at Glass Animals. Did they catch me? Am I getting arrested?
Don't admit to crimes on the air, Aaron.
No, I didn't. But that's like the
There was only, that one time where I heard a squirrel.
That's the only thing I've done. But here I am, like, digging myself into a hole, spiraling, like,
so
okay, I'm a bad driver,
the
but
letter.
I... Well, because I...
You just see a letter, and you're just, like...
Well, yeah.
What?
But so I'm thinking about everything and just terrible thoughts. I've talked about, you know, the crime scene thing here. I've thought about murdering people. I haven't. But I'm just like,
you've definitely hinted at your serial killer status on the.
Yeah.
I don't have a status for the record.
Maybe it's kind of like when you did your tour. They're like, just come check out the jail, see your new home.
I'm literally thinking I need to text my best friend, have her clear my phone, like get ready for when they arrest me.
Did we talk about this? There are people that will get you ready.
Oh, yeah.
For jail. Like you literally go to a dude and they wean your diet towards the right stuff.
That's crazy.
They teach you how to lift weights like in the yard. They teach you the stuff you're going to need to know, how to like have your head on a swivel.
I mean, I'm on the prison side of TikTok. I feel like I'm ready.
I wouldn't want to wean your diet. No, you got to be, I'd be camped at Culver's just for the weeks. Like I got to get in as much as I can before I go to prison.
But I think you want to be ready for it. They want to get you ready. So it's just not such a shock to your system. Like you could still go crazy and have your last Culver's meal, but like you need to spend a little time like acclimating. Cause the worst thing in the world is for you to be sitting there like, and like, you're sad. A man has held you every night while you cry yourself to sleep. Like all these things. And then you're not getting any nutrition. So you have to like learn to eat slop or learn to eat with your elbows around your food so people don't steal your food.
Okay.
Mm. There's a lot of nuance.
It's my normal Culver's stance.
Right. How to fashion a shiv out of a toothbrush.
I see. Okay.
These sort of things.
So I open the letter.
Well, we don't have time. Like we don't.
I don't have time either. They're outside waiting.
Shut up!
For me.
What is it? I mean, is it?
No, they're just letting me know that there were no leads in the report that I had when someone broke in and I filed a claim. But here I am thinking I did something wrong. Someone broke into my car. I filed a report and I thought I did something wrong.
I promise the next thing we do is going to have some bigger payoff than. It was nothing.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.